This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to book us, now's the time to do it. We have a three-month window, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747 if you want to book us. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles. Subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, 13 to 15 articles over there combating the lies in the mainstream media, social media platforms over there from radio all the way to our social media platforms where you can watch us live, broadcasting into over 133 cities across the United States of America as well as 53 countries. sonsoflibertymedia.com, click onto social media platform, join us on Top Chat, or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, do the same thing there, click onto the social media platform. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to give us a call, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. As the seventh president of the United States of America, Andrew Jackson, rightly said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. And sirs, ma'ams, we're going to hold to that. We are to not give way to ever-changing times. We are to hold to never-changing principles, and that's exactly what we're doing here. Let me go right to it, friends. Breitbart News reports Gretchen Whitmer, the exceptional devil, Jezebelian governor from the state of Michigan. Well, judge dismisses charges against hairstylist after May 2020 protest. An Ingham County judge dismissed charges on Monday against several hairstylists. I'm not making this up, friends. Who cut hair as a protest on the steps of the Michigan Capitol in May. Now, several haircutters and barbers participated in Operation Haircut, which organized by the Michigan Conservative Coalition, and at least six stylists were ticketed for disorderly conduct. Again, I'm not making this up. By the Michigan State Police, apparently, who were not doing their job, which carried a $1,000 fine. The executive order, unconstitutional though it is, issued by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, used as the basis for the infractions, was later ruled unconstitutional. Well, friends, Simons dismissed the charges after Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel's office failed to show up. Friends, why did they fail to show up? Because there's no law to enforce. As a matter of fact, we should have never been charged to begin with. They had no authority to cite us, Angela Riga said. One of the stylist charged, told Breitbart News after the hearing, the government's role is to protect our rights, not to run our lives, she said. As a matter of fact, we have Angela with us calling in from Michigan right now. Thank you for joining us on such short notice. Congratulations on your victory. And can you give us a short download as to how this started and how it ended?
Hi, Bradley. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
Last May, I got an invitation to participate, and I thought, what a cool idea, because the governor had shut down our state. She outlawed haircuts. We were unable to buy paint and carpet. It was just, it was absolute tyranny in Michigan, and it honestly still continues to this day. So I really just felt compelled to do it. Everyone has a different gift that they contribute, and I thought, this is right up my alley. I've been cutting hair for 20 years. Let's cut hair at the Capitol. It's awesome. So,
amen.
And it was, you know, First Amendment rights, you know, peacefully protest and assemble. And both of which Gretchen Whitmer violated, she violated our rights. Gretchen's office sent out had a press conference the night before, and she stated that she was very disappointed by the amount of protesting that had been taking place in the state of Michigan. And then she droned on about our numbers and how we're all in this together and we have to do this. And she's nuts. I'm sorry to say that. But she thinks that she's authoritarian.
Yeah, that's right.
Basically. And so we went, and I was the first to arrive. I practically stepped on the state police officer that was standing right behind me as I prepared for my first client. And I turned to him, and I said, you know, you're closer than 6 feet. And, you know, he didn't laugh, and I didn't laugh, and I just thought, okay, here we go. So I said a prayer for protection, put on my armor, and I started cutting, and I was nervous and shaking to begin with, and all of that went away as I knew that, you know, I'm standing up against tyranny, which is obedience to God, as we know.
Amen.
And
amen.
At the third warning, received a citation, and none of it mattered because every single person that I cut their hair that day, they were not only grateful that they were doing this, some of them had lost their jobs, were have job interviews, you know, different things, and this is a service that, like every service provided by a small business, is essential. The government does not have a right to tell you that you are non-essential.
That's right. By the way, the Third Reich used to use that very statement, essential workers. Exactly, right.
Yes, yes. So we received the citations and punishable, you know, you mentioned the fine, but it's also punishable up to 93 days in jail.
Huh.
Right?
Yeah.
So we did the Zoom arraignment. Pre-trial, whatever they called it, and were then postponed again. And then the judge had said to us that she wanted to postpone until the verdict was read from the Michigan Supreme Court on whether her orders dated after April 30th were in fact unconstitutional. After that order came back, was the first week of September, no, October, I'm drawing a blank. We're living in dog years right now.
Yep, gotcha. Got about 1 minute, Angela. 1 minute. Yep.
So they just kept postponing and postponing and postponing. And we said, no, we're going to fight this. Yesterday we showed up. Dana Nessel did not show up. They denied us the courtroom yesterday.
Yep.
They said that it was moved to Zoom without notifying us.
Yep.
Dana Nessel didn't show up, just like Cornwallis did not show up for the surrender of Yorktown.
That's right.
So here we go.
That is exactly right. So you, young lady, have a major victory, and you stood in the face of tyranny and defying her unconstitutional orders, and you won the day. I totally appreciate you, Angela. I totally do. And every one of you that are standing up against the tyranny that's being rolled out and transpired on a daily basis against us, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to be right back with Pastor Greg Locke for a segment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back up.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, you can. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to be talking about anti-vaxxers kill children. Who said that? Bill Gates did. Listen carefully. Remember Joseph Goebbels, propaganda minister under Adolf Hitler? Folks, a lot of similarities taking place. You don't want to learn from history. History is going to repeat itself. Remember what he said. Joseph Goebbels said, accuse the other side of what you're guilty of. Put that up against Romans 13, 17, concerning what he's trying to sell you, Luciferus and Luciferian. Not getting weird on you, friends, but if anybody's getting weird, it's him. And also put that up against the accuser of the brethren, which is found in Revelation 12:10. Because that's exactly what Satan does. Anti-vaxxers kill children, said Bill Gates. Notice what he's doing? Accusing the other side of what he's guilty of. And his daddy. Folks, listen, we just got done talking to Angela Riggas. She won the day, just for the record. She stood up and she obeyed God, and she won the day. I mean, does that confound anybody? Is that blow anybody away? I mean, how many times do we have to show you, friends, that if you're willing to stand and you're willing to do what God commands you, God's willing to answer your prayers and he's willing to answer your obedience. John Quincy Adams said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. And it's exactly what he does. God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, but you got to first stand up and fight, and that's exactly what Angela did. And speaking of which, we got our friend Pastor Greg Locke from Mount Juliet, Tennessee, back up online with us, and I'm going to pull him up in just a second here. I just lost him. I don't know what just happened there, but if he could call back, that would be great. It's 1-866-582-9933. I noticed as I was doing a little homework on Pastor Greg here, that CNN is now attacking Pastor Greg Locke. And this could have been some time ago, but I did notice this, and I thought, you know what? If there's a guy that's getting in as much trouble as I am, I got to at least take notice. Because, listen, I was constantly being polarized, demonized, attacked by the mainstream media and their useful idiots 24/7. Folks, I remember doing a high school up in Arkansas and the Ozarks there. And I remember there was about 300 students and it was a great assembly. And before I knew it, that night, we were breaking news, friends. And they had five parents there. And, of course, they had to take the cameras and line them up sideways to make it look a lot bigger than what it really was. And I was on the front page of the paper in three different states. For doing what? For doing the right thing. You know, it was William Booth, founder of Salvation Army, that rightly said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And the only thing that you have to do to trouble the present today, friends, is tell the truth. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. So we want to welcome back Pastor Greg Locke. How are you, brother?
I'm great, my friend. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, I'm doing a little homework on you this morning. Now, I've seen this before, Greg. But the fact of the matter is I noticed that CNN came knocking on your door. And I was sitting here watching this whole hit piece, of course. And I just kept hearing this reoccurring theme. Well, I'm 44 years old, and I've never experienced this before concerning a pandemic, and the useful idiot kept asking you the question, but what is a pandemic? And you said, well, I don't know, but this ain't it. Can you tell us a little bit about what took place there with CNN? Because I'm curious.
Yeah, it was super interesting because we actually had some of our PR guys there. We recorded the whole thing because we knew they'd been here before.
That's right.
We knew it would be a turnaround. And so she kept saying, what is a pandemic? And so what I said was, it's not this. And she said, no, what is a pandemic? I said, not COVID-19. And so when they cut the camera, what they did is the camera lady said, we have no idea what the real definition is. And so they Googled it, looked up what they thought to be the definition on Google, and then hopped back on and finished the issue. And so it wasn't a refusal to admit what a pandemic was. It was the fact that I was admitting that, you know, COVID-19 wasn't a pandemic. And so they made this big hit piece. But I don't know. It brought more people to our church. So praise God for it.
Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. He also said, as Scripture does, that had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. What they don't realize is when they attack the preacher, they're giving him a greater platform. And I wish the church really understood that. So let's say this then. So going back to the church status, now you never shut down during this pandemic.
Absolutely. Never, not one time. We have grown by the hundreds because of it.
Okay, so in the process of doing that, what's been the kickback? I'm just kind of curious, especially down south, the Bible Belt.
Yeah, well, I mean, we got a lot of kickback, mostly from pastors that said we're shaming them, you know, and they kept, of course, the first time CNN showed up, they're like, oh, you're going to kill everybody within 200 miles. You know, we ain't killed anybody yet, you know. And so we stayed open. We moved out into the parking lot because we outgrew our building. Then we moved into a tent. This last Memorial Day, and we're still in that tent, but we've so outgrown the tent that we just raised money to buy double-sized the tent, and I'm pretty sure we're going to outgrow that because people are just starving for truth and boldness, and so we just keep growing and growing and growing.
That's right. You know, I shared this with you the last time I talked to you, Greg, which was last week. It's interesting. I was just in Tennessee. I was just in Michigan. And if you go out there and you actually do what you're called to do and commanded to do by God, Luke 19:10, the people will come. If you preach, they will come. And it was the same thing in Tennessee, in Michigan. Man, what an opportunity we have right now, Greg, in proving the God of Israel in a big way. And he is not failing the obedient, nor can you find in Scripture anywhere where the Lord fails a faithful man or a faithful woman of God. So I'm happy to know you, sir, and I'm happy to see that you're doing the same stuff. And by the way, I didn't catch on to the CNN thing until after the fact, after I talked to you. So the more I see them attack you, the more I'm liking you here. And I got to bring up another point. You have as well went under some vandalism concerning your church. What does that all entail? I'm just curious.
Yeah, well, every week, sometimes every other day, we get a lot of threats. You know, people call us, we're going to burn your building down. But we actually, a few months ago now, I had Roger Stone actually come and tell his conversion story from a Franklin Graham crusade. And they spray-painted all of our buildings, the tent, the parking lot, our children's wing, and just wrote a bunch of nonsense, you know, that we're fascists and Stone and Locke are going to burn in hell. And they spray-painted my pulpit. That made me more angry than anything else that they spray-painted my pulpit. But, again, what happened was the next week, man, people just showed up in droves because we stood our ground. And we said, we're not going to back down just because you're trying to bully us into a corner of silence. And so that's what that was about.
Yeah, so just think about this, Greg. You're garnering – from the mainstream media. You're really showing the people who the mainstream media and the powers that are tolerated, what they hate. One yeah. guy standing in Tennessee is garnering all this attention from the mainstream media. Have you endured other attacks besides just CNN and this vandalism, just having church just remaining open, or has that pretty much been the gist of it? Or is it a lot bigger than that right now, that maybe even some things that you don't want to always tell everybody, but maybe the country yeah. needs to hear as to what's really going on?
Absolutely. I mean, there's been a lot of, especially media persecution with it. The CNN thing was really just kind of par for the course. But, I mean, Reuters did a big story. Washington Post did a big story. The biggest thing now is I'm an insurrectionist, apparently, because yeah. I was preaching in Washington, D.C. on the 5th and on the 6th and all of those rallies. And, you know, I didn't go into the Capitol, but they want to make it sound like, you know, I'm under FBI investigation and all this nonsense. They're just trying to scare us. You know, they turn us into the IRS all the time. We've probably been turned in, who knows, 1,800 times in the last couple of months. It's just... it's ridiculous, the letters that we get. You ought to hear some of the voicemails. I should have preemptively had one ready, but it's not real family friendly. We get them all the time. I mean, just absolutely vicious, you know, gonna skin me and my family, gonna yep. burn the church down, yep. gonna show up at such and such a Sunday and shoot me in front of everybody. And so it's just, it's nonsensical. But I mean, about every major media outlet has dealt with it. I was on Newsmax, you know, they tried to be as cool as they could, you know, but I don't know. It just seems like everybody has their own story to spin these days. But we're just going to stand up. We're going to uplift Jesus. We're going to preach the gospel and just watch God work. And that's what he's doing. And hundreds of people are packing this tent. And like mm-hmm. I said, we just bought one double the size, and I'm really convinced the Holy Spirit's going to fill it to overflowing.
See, no, wouldn't it be nice if the church in America actually understood that? Now, listen, I'm a little bit older than you are, Greg, but the fact of the matter is there's a different attitude with the younger generation. I'm talking about those that are our senior. It seems mm-hmm. like they've been passive, they've been capitulating, they've been compromising, yeah. they've been diplomatic, but there's a new breed of the Holy Ghost coming out that's saying, nope, I'm not going that way. I'm going yeah. at the enemy, and I'm not going to tuck tail and run, especially in these times. And I find, Greg, that you're doing the same thing in Tennessee, man. And I'm telling you what, you know, that old saying, you know, search the world over, and I have yet to find somebody that's actually doing this stuff. And Greg, just for the record, that's why I'm pulling you up here, is because I want people to see what the real church is doing. And what the real church isn't doing is submitting to the state right now, and the real church is actually standing up and following yeah. the Christ, because he never quit moving. And yeah. I got about one more minute. I'm going to give you the last minute, Greg. What is it that you would say to America, namely the church today and professed Christians across the United States?
Well, you know, Christians want to use the Bible out of context. And they say, well, you know, Pastor, you need to render unto Caesar what is Caesar's and yeah. unto God what is God's. And I said, exactly. The church has never belonged to Caesar, and it never will. And we're not going to surrender something that belongs to God to the government.
Amen. Amen. I mean, Romans 12:21 does precede Romans 13, correct?
Yes.
Just want to make sure. Greg, we're going to pull you up again in the near future. I love you, man. I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing, because we're doing it in the state of Minnesota, and we will talk yeah. at you soon. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The White House is continuing to urge lawmakers to get the proposed COVID-19 rescue plan to President Biden's desk. Press Secretary Jen Psaki said multiple business leaders and experts believe the rescue plan will get the economy to recover quicker than the current projections. Republicans think the $1.9 trillion price tag is too expensive. Republican Senator John Cornyn also saying,
we're in favor of targeted relief that deals with the COVID-19 pandemic. And the number that the president has given us is a absurdly high number. It's not targeted on people who need it the most.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, the House impeachment managers laying out the case to impeach President Trump in the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Postal Service is seeing an 11% jump in revenue for the quarter that included Christmas. MarketWatch reporting the post office revenue surge comes after a record 1.3 billion packages were delivered as many Americans chose to mail holiday gifts rather than deliver them personally due to the pandemic. The service saying the net income was $318 million. One of the founding members of the Supremes has died.
Wilson, a founding member of the Supremes, has died at the age of 76. Wilson died suddenly at her home in Henderson, Nevada, just outside of Las Vegas on Monday. A cause of death was not given. Under the Motown record label, the group scored 12 number one hits before breaking up in 1977. Motown founder Berry Gordy said in a statement, the Supremes were always known as the sweethearts of Motown. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to call in, you can. The lines are open now, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Trying to figure out where something just went here. But with that said, friends, we're just going to get right into this. Bill Gates, those who engage in anti-vaccine efforts, right? Are you seeing where this is going? You know, like the guy that doesn't wear a mask because he's not going to comply with tyranny? Right? What do? The mainstream media and corrupt politicians say that you're endangering the lives of other people. Let me add, over a virus that you cannot prove. I was blown away today, friends, as to how easily people are being led to the slaughter. I mean, I am blown away. I never thought in a million years I would see what's happening today. The way that I see things happening today. It's incredible. We're in it. People, we have eyes, but do we see? People, we have ears, but do we hear Jeremiah 5:21? The fact of the matter is, you're taking heed to those that are setting the narrative that are not qualified to do so. Right? Well, Bradley, you said that 100 times. I know I need to say it 100 times more until I drive it into the people's hearts. Remember the Lord said in Jeremiah 23:29, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Well, some people's hearts need to be broken by the power of the Holy Ghost who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16, starting in verse 8, to bring about godly repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10. Folks, Bill Gates, listen carefully. The guy that wants to depopulate the world. Okay, I'll get to that in just a moment. He said those who engage in anti-vaccine efforts, they kill children. Here, I'll let him say it. Listen to this.
Scrutiny of vaccines recently, specifically childhood vaccines, there's been a lot of news about, is there a connection with autism, for example? What do you make of all that? Dr. Wakefield wrote a paper about this saying that he thought there was a connection. And people, there was lower vaccination rates as a result for a period of time in Britain than the United States. What are your thoughts?
Well, Dr. Wakefield has been shown used absolutely fraudulent data. He had a financial interest in some lawsuits. He created a fake paper. The journal allowed it to run. All the other studies were done, showed no connection whatsoever again and again and again. And so it's an absolute lie that has killed thousands of kids, because the mothers who heard that lie, many of them didn't have their kids take either pertussis or measles vaccine, and their children are dead today. And so you know, the people who go and engage in those anti-vaccine efforts, you know, they kill children. It's a very sad thing.
Kill
these vaccines are
important. Children. Those that engage in anti-vaccine rhetoric, they kill children. Why isn't the mainstream media, friends, sharing with you two times every break during this show alone as to the 400 adverse side effects of vaccinations? How come they're not telling you, friends, that Bill Gates and Melinda Gates back in March came up with a new patent called Luciferus-Luciferian? You can go online and find it. It's not difficult to find. Why is the mainstream media teeing up questions for Bill Gates? Why do they have the cameras up to Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, the CDC, and the head of the WHO? Why do they have the microphones and the cameras up to their face every time they want to remind you of a virus that they cannot prove, only to drive you to take the vaccinations? On Thursday, we are going to have Mia Hahn, who's a pharmaceutical whistleblower, on the radio with us. And she's going to tell you about how all of those that have taken the vaccinations, she's going to tell you of the adverse side effects of the vaccinations. But for some reason or another, you're not hearing this from the mainstream media. You're only hearing bias. You're only hearing propaganda. Okay? Now they're trying to drive people into forced compliance by wearing a mask. And if you don't, then you're endangering the lives of others. If you don't give your kids vaccinations, then you're responsible for killing children. I didn't say this. Bill Gates said this. This shows you the mind of a reprobate, the mind of an evil human being. Has anybody noticed that we have been getting our rights stripped away from us little by little since this pandemic has started? Has anybody been paying attention to the fact that the government within itself is profiting in a major way in this fascist state as corporations build their empires, knowing that billionaires within themselves have increased their wealth up to 27% on a global basis? Did you know that, friends? And here's Bill Gates talking about how people are lying about the truth of the vaccinations. But the fact of the matter is, friends, those doctors that are telling you the truth of concerning the 400 adverse side effects of the vaccinations, for some reason or another, the big tech companies censor them. They have their videos scrubbed or expunged. They don't want you to have that information. If they were telling you the truth, do you think that they would have to beat anybody down concerning those that would be lying to us? Hey, folks, do you have to force people to go to a doctor or to the hospital if they're sick? No. No, friends, you don't. They'll go where they can get healthy. But see, this is all happening by force. And I want you to understand as to who's bringing it about by force. Okay? Listen carefully. The world today has 6.8 billion people. This is Bill Gates. We played the audio. That's headed up to about 9 billion people. He said, listen to his definition of good. He said, if we do a really good job on vaccines, on vaccines, a really good job, a really great job on vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, Planned Parenthood, we could lower the world population perhaps by 10 to 15%. He said if we're doing a good job, we can lower the population from 10 to 15%. Now listen, there's a lot of information coming out from different doctors all across the globe right now. Many people believe, and I'm not going to throw stuff out there without it being validated. But many of these doctors believe that it's called Operation Warp Drive, Warp Speed, right? Because they want to hurry up and get the vaccinations into your bodies. Because one doctor suggested that in about 3 or 4 months, we're going to start seeing the side effects. And she believed that many people are going to die because of the vaccinations. And isn't it interesting when we listen to the news itself, we hear of these older people, these famous people, they're dying off. And they say, well, the reason for death is unknown or it's under investigation right now. Well, did these people just take their vaccinations? Because we do know that many people are dying from the vaccinations, the Pfizer or the Moderna right now. But again, the mainstream media is not going to tell you that. They're just going to tell you everything's great and the Savior is now here. Yet the Lord says, right, the life is in the blood, and this is what they mean to contaminate. Leviticus 17:11, also Deuteronomy 19:19, just for the record, okay? Why would the enemy go for the blood? Because he wants to contaminate the blood, because that's where the life is. What does the enemy come to do? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, okay? So we have deranged Bill Gates accusing those who refuse to take his vaccines as those that are endangering the lives of others. But did he forget that he's the one that wants to depopulate the world? Matter of fact, if it's not him talking, it's Melinda Gates talking. And it's interesting, friends, we played this audio before as well, where it was Melinda Gates talking about how the Native Americans and the black people need to get the shots first. Wait a second. Let's go to Bill Gates' daddy, who was, in fact, the main dude when it comes to overseeing the likes of the murderous organization, unlawful though it is. The government has illegally sanctioned the murder of the innocent, Proverbs 6:17, right? God hates hands that shed innocent blood. He oversaw Planned Parenthood. 60 million babies have been murdered. That's the equivalent of 18 states in the United States of America. His son, Bill Gates, is accusing people that refuse his vaccinations, by the way, that he's profiting from, as the responsible party for killing children. Do you see how easy this is to see through, friends? If you just get in that word, the Lord said that he would anoint your eyes to see. He would open your ears to hear. And let me tell you something, friends. He does. He really does. Do you remember when this all first started, 11, 12 months ago now? The first thing I said is we're going to see what the pill is in the jam, but they're trying to tell us that there's a virus. I said, they're going to drive us to the vaccinations, and it's exactly what they're doing. Now they're acting like everybody's getting their vaccinations. Let me bring to your remembrance a conversation that I had, unsolicited, by the way, where I received a phone call from my friend who's an RN in the state of Minnesota. He was called last week, and he told me that his boss told him, you don't have to come in this weekend. And I asked him the question as to why. He said, because there's not one patient in the hospital right now. How's the mainstream media spinning all this? All the beds are filled with people that are sick from COVID-19. All the hospitals and the clinics, man, they're lining up to get their vaccinations. Hey, folks, I got to say this, and I got to say it in all sincerity. If you believe what you're being told right now, by the same people that you declare that you do not trust, you deserve what you get. Well, that's really harsh. No, it's not. The fact of the matter is, as I said on Saturday's show, how much information, Americans, do you need before you actually take responsibility and hold the guilty accountable for what they're trying to sell us? Because what's happening is insane, to say the least. It's insane. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's news, I'm proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about how anti-vaxxers kill children. Who said this? Bill Gates said it. Accusing parents who do not submit to his tyrannies, right? They're responsible for killing their children. I have someone on Top Chat right now who's absolutely right. Folks, federal judges have told us what these states are doing, these governors and mayors are doing, is a complete violation of the 14th Amendment. He's exactly right. The enumeration of the Constitution of certain rights that God gave us, right, shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. In other words, the government has no business doing this. And notice what we're seeing, friends, is the fascist state corporations enforcing that which is unconstitutional. So the governor merely says it, the mayors merely say it, and then you see these big corporations, right? What do? They corral everybody into forced compliance through the totalitarian methods. Is the government doing it? No, they're working with big corporations. Keep in mind, it was the government that told the businesses you need to shut down, to drive them to the big corporations. What is difficult about seeing what's happening here and transpiring in the United States of America? Okay, it's pretty simple, isn't it? You know, it's funny. No matter how much information I give to the people concerning what the doctors are in fact stating concerning what's taking place there, they almost look at you like with this gloss over their eyes, like what you're saying is just craziness to them. What's crazy to you and what's crazy to me are two different stories. For you to suggest that Bill Gates has any truth in him, John 8:44, this administration or the past administration or the administration that preceded that one has any truth in them, or to suggest that the media is now telling you the truth this time, or corrupt politicians are telling you the truth this time, I got to tell you, I think you're nuts. I think you've lost your mind. You have zero discernment to understand what's going on. You keep doing the same things over and over and over again, and then you wonder why you're like the dog chasing its tail. It's called circular reasoning. You never get a hold of it. The definition is insanity, friends. And people wonder why they're confused. You're confused because you refuse to take heed to the Word of God. You refuse to get back to the Lord. And by the way, if you were sick, I can tell you where to go. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the healer. He hasn't changed. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Okay? We understand from the woman that had an issue of blood, she gave all of her money, all that she had, to the doctors, and the Bible says she was nothing bettered. What did she do? Well, in contrast to what the doctors couldn't do, she pressed in and she received her healing immediately. Her blood was staunched, the Bible says. She was instantly healed. Yep, that's right. He hasn't changed. The American people have changed. And if you think that the Lord's going to change his plan to meet your plan, you're sadly mistaken. We meet him on his terms, not him on our terms. Okay? Acts 10:38 comes to my aid right now. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. That means blind eyes were open. Remember when John the Baptist asked two of his disciples to go to Jesus and say, "Are you he or is there another?" And now we're talking about the greatest prophet born of women, John the Baptist, asking his disciples to go ask Jesus. Whoa, that's craziness. But what did Jesus say back to him, to his disciples? "Go tell John those things that what you see and that what you hear." Okay? The Bible says we're to find our faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. 1 Corinthians 2:5, right? And if you go to Hebrews 2:4, what does it tell us? "God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will." And is he willing to do it? Oh, you know he's willing to do it. Let's go back to those two disciples that John the Baptist sent to Jesus. Jesus said to him, "Go tell him the things that you see and hear. I'm telling you here as a witness, I've seen and I've heard." Blind eyes open. "Go tell them the dead are raised. Go tell them all manner of sickness and disease is healed in my name." Right? The anointed one, the Christ of God. He still is the same, America. And I want to tell you what, so are evil and wicked men. So are evil and wicked men. And I'm thinking of Ephesians 4:14 right now, and I'm just going to go over there really quick because it comes to my aid, and apparently we need to hear this. So we will just share with you that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, right? By the sleight of men. You can apply that to Mark 8:15, where Jesus said, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites that are just telling you to go line up and get your vaccinations." Jesus also warned us of the leaven of the Herodians, corrupt doctrine of government. Mark 8:15, okay? "That we henceforth be no more children," going back to Ephesians 4:14, "tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of" who? "By the sleight of men." And what? "And cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive the people." How many times do the American people need to be lied to before they figure out that they're being lied to? Right? You know, the sad part of all of this, friends, is these bad guys, they know how to lie better than the good people in this country know how to tell the truth. And of course, well, Bradley, that's kind of an oxymoron. Well, just read into what I'm telling you. This is backwards because the people have taken in the Kool-Aid. Isaiah 5:20. Folks, you do know that Harvard right now again, for the record, just getting people up to par as to what's going on. Harvard is actually devising ways of manipulating people into taking the vaccination. You did know this, right? Ben Swan actually reported on it. He did a great job, too, by the way. Why would you have to manipulate people into taking the vaccination if the virus was real? I just need to know. I need someone to tell me, please. Come on, some of you smart folks. Right? 1-866-582-9933. We have 3 minutes left. I did an article back in September of 2020. And doctors were coming out at that time before they were being censored. And their videos were being scrubbed by big tech companies. And I wrote, despite hundreds of thousands of doctors debunking the coronavirus, government runs roughshod over the people and says, get ready for the vaccinations. Is that what's happened? That's exactly what's happened. Did you know that 60% of nurses and doctors are refusing to take the vaccination? One doctor said, it's not about COVID-19. It's not about science. He said, it's all about control. That guy was out of Bakersfield, California, and he had over, I think, 3 to 5 million views just instantaneously. Guess what YouTube did? They pulled his video. Why don't they want you knowing what this is about? Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, Bill Gates already told you what it's about. It's about depopulation. Bradley, that is extreme. Yes, you're listening to a guy that's extreme, and I'm talking about Bill Gates, right? Isn't that crazy? It's not about COVID. It's not about science. It's about control. And he also brought up the fact this doctor did from Bakersfield, California, before his video was censored, scrubbed by big tech companies. It was interesting to note that he said that they were being forced and pressured by the medical industry to basically manufacture death records equating, regardless of how they died, to COVID-19. But we already know all that. Let me just take it one more step, okay? Because what we're talking about right now is that of Bill Gates. He said anti-vaxxers kill children. They're responsible for killing children. And yet he's the one that has proclaimed on a global basis that he wants to depopulate the world. Okay, if you can't hear what he said, I can't help you. The Lord can. Meet him on his terms. Acts 20, verse 21. I'm going to give you one more point and we're done for the show. Okay. Did you know that a CBS reporter came out not once, but twice? And he has told the people, not just in America, but on a global basis. See, foreign countries are understanding what's going on here. In Israel right now, they're calling this the vaccination holocaust. 75% of the Israelis will not take the vaccination because they know the pill and the jam. But over here in America, they're confused. They don't know what's going on. They just don't know what the deal is. Oh, blessings, Jesus. What did the mainstream media say? No wonder why you're confused. And you're not getting that blessing, Jesus, from the preacher, because the preacher's not in the pulpit for the most part, that hireling, John 10:12. He's submitted to the government that's trying to force all this on you. But going back to the CBS reporter, did you know that he said not once but twice, the virus is one of the greatest frauds in American history? Folks, we love you enough to tell you what the mainstream media doesn't want you to know, right? We don't ask the devil for permission to obey God.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.